something happened to my internet today.
Did you have trouble accessing your Pinterest account? Well, because that was out.
I'm
sure you noticed that.
Yeah. I'm thinking about changing my China patterns. So I have been I've been on Pinterest trying
crafting.
To figure that out.
You're doing a little more crafting.
I have been doing some crafting. Okay, yes, good. I do some. I
enjoy it.
Doing a little needlepoint now in my free time.
I get inspiration from Pinterest. I really, really enjoy it. So especially for like kid activities, I love it.
So I had a little trouble with the Pinterest. And I had trouble with everything else that I normally go through in the morning. And we can now figure it out. Now there's an answer to it. And thank God, Clint Finley is with us from Wired and the magazine that covers all of these kinds of things that happen on the interwebs and internets and on the computers.
They understand this stuff.
Yes.
In a big way.
And now we can blame Amazon, can we not, Clint?
Probably, yeah.
He doesn't want to be full committal on that. I wouldn't want to go against Amazon either.
Listen, I don't want to have Jeff Bezos up my keister either, but let's just face it, this could be his problem. But this has to do with some sort of cloud activity, right?
Right. So Amazon is they're best known for being an online store, but they also are one of the biggest cloud hosting providers in the world, actually probably the biggest cloud hosting provider. A few years ago, it was estimated that about 1% of the web is hosted by Amazon, and that number has surely grown by now. So they've been having some trouble with one of their services. Well, actually, a few of their services, but one in particular is their storage service that just countless apps and websites use for images and other static content hosting. And that's been having some trouble. So that's almost certainly the biggest part of why so many websites have been having trouble today.
Is it still happening, Clint, or is it kind of a problem solved already?
It looks like it's still happening. Amazon says that some of the problem has been resolved, but it looks like there's still some trouble.
Mm-hmm. I noticed it when I tried to access, some of the content media sites I go to, Business Insider, and some others. I got error messages. Is that what most people are seeing? But I also noticed it's affecting, things like Nest that control things on people's homes, like their heating and things like that. All kinds of stuff that you might want to operate from your phone. How widespread was it?
It's hard to say because Amazon doesn't necessarily release that kind of information. But because so many different types of companies use it. So websites, like you mentioned, particularly for, like I said a moment ago, images. So in a lot of cases, you might be able to pull up a news website, but all the photos won't be working. But it's also really popular with developers who use it for a lot of different reasons. So like you said, a lot of apps on your phone might not be working either because, again, it's used by so many different types of people for so many different types of companies.
So I guess the thing that's alarming to some people here is that Amazon has had a problem with this. This is not necessarily a new circumstance. What is Amazon made any announcement about what they want to do to shore this system up or to make sure that this kind of outage doesn't continue to happen?
Not yet. I mean, they're still, I think, in sort of crisis mode trying to resolve the problem rather than, the current problem rather than making announcements. Mm-hmm. I mean, to their credit, they're operating a gigantic infrastructure. And, one would expect that sometimes mistakes will be made. I think what the big problem this exposes isn't so much that Amazon had a problem, so much that there's so many people so many companies all relying on this one single hosting provider to run all of their stuff that when Amazon has trouble, it feels like the whole internet is essentially malfunctioning.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing is we now store so many sensitive documents, important photos and things about our life in the cloud. And we're told, hey, that's where you should be pushing it right now. That's the best place to put it. It's cheaper. It's made a world of difference in operating our devices in terms of storage availability. And I know I was talking to my mom when she was trying to update her photos recently. And she said, I said, Mom, you got to put your photos in the cloud. She goes, No, I don't know where that is. I don't know how to access that. I just don't even trust that. Is there any reason why we shouldn't trust the cloud as a result of something like this? or back it up, make sure we back it up additionally?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. I mean, personally, you know, for personal stuff as opposed to business stuff, I think it does make a lot of sense to have backups in the cloud as well as on your own devices. Because, you know, things do happen both at home where you accidentally delete something or your computer crashes. And it's really nice to have a backup someplace, you know, completely outside of your home. But at the same time, cloud services, you know, they go away, they have trouble. Your internet might go down at a time that you really want to access some particular document.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to have things both locally and in the cloud. For businesses, it's a slightly different story because a lot of times they have so much data that they want to store that the most practical way to do it is to put it all in the cloud because they just can't afford to have it in both places. And I think there's a pretty good case to be made that Amazon is probably going to be down less often than if they were to hire some people to, you know, build servers, run their own, you know, their own services in their own offices or in their own data centers.
Clint, we're gonna have to run here because we have some breaking weather news that we've got to share here. But we expect that this is going to be is Amazon saying that they're going to have this done fixed within the next number of hours?
I have not seen any timeline from them yet.
All right, thanks very much,
Clint. Thank you, Clint.
Clint Finley from Wired. Kim Gordon's got the breaking weather news right now.
Ro, we have our first severe thunderstorm warning of the evening. It's for northwestern LaSalle County. The National Weather Service says a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 5 o'clock. You can expect large hail, damaging winds. Again, severe thunderstorm warning in effect for northwestern LaSalle County until 5 o'clock.
All right. I've got a pair of Hawks tickets. Let's have some happy news here.
Good.
Right? We got the internet broken. We got thunderstorms. We got all kinds of stuff. And I got Hawks tickets. You want to go see the Blackhawks take on the Pittsburgh Penguins tomorrow, March 1st. We're going to be at the game.
Nobody. We
are. Yep. Exactly right.
Not that we're bragging or anything. It's so fun to be out there. We're very lucky.
Yep. Back to back weeks. And hopefully back to back wins. That'd be a big win tomorrow night. Plus, you'll be entered to win four season tickets for all of next year, courtesy of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing for all the right reasons. Four Seasons. Find them online at FourSeasonsHeatingCooling.com or on Facebook. Listen for your second chance to win a pair of tickets. No, that's right now. This is what we're doing right now. I don't know why they would. Why would they tell me that right now? This is your first chance. It's your only chance right now.
After you win this time, then you have a second chance.
Yes, they gave me Steve's script from this morning. All right, so here we are, right now, pair of tickets, 19th caller, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200.
Good luck.
Violetta Powder Medic's got the WGN traffic trouble spots, he said, he mumbled.